streaming.
Hey, it's Bree, and my show, Bree TV, is now on the After Party every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the B-side. Tune in and call in so we can talk about everything from relationships, religion, politics, sex, travel, or gardening. Remember, Bree TV every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the After Party. See you at the party.
My mental thoughts to play a ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tours. Brother, man, and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to tame me. Big teeth, I'm out.
Hey, 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 Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m., Bree TV on the After Party, live on Facebook, now at bree.tv.2016, theafterparty.com if you want to listen online, if you want to download from your Play Store, The After Party Radio, and that's THA, The After Party Radio. Download the app and listen. And also, I have a podcast that will be uploaded later tonight on iTunes and Google Music Play. Today, we are talking about the ramifications of not voting. Because one of the things, if you're one of my Facebook friends, you know, one of the things that grates my effing nerves are people who not just don't vote, but proclaim loudly that they didn't vote and always come up with some stupid ass reason why they don't vote. And again, I think I'm sure I've said it on one of the shows where, okay, you start in and it's not going to change anything, but because you and 5 million other people just like you feel that way and don't vote, then nothing changes. And that way you can come back and go, see, I told you, oh God, I can't with them today. So I'm getting after them. So we're going to take a musical break and come back and get after it.
No way, you'll never make it. Come with the weak shit, I break it. Step into my zone, mad rhymes will stifle ya. Lines like rifles go blast when I kick some ass. A lot of rappers be like one-time wonders. Couldn't say a fly rhyme if there was one right under their noses. I hate those motherfucking poses, but I'm so real to them it's scary. And with my unique skills, nah, you can't compare me. And no, we don't make whack tracks. And all the suckers get pushed back when I'm kicking real facts. I represent, set up shit like a tech boy. You're paranoid cause you're a son like Elroy. And you'd be happy as hell to get a record deal. Maybe your soul you'd sell to have mass appeal. Oh yes, I'm greater than all MCs. When I breeze, give me room, please. I be like fascinating when I be updating. Cutting off white kids, pulling their trump cards. I thump hard and make them say that I'm God. Niggas be pretending they're hardcore. Never know the meaning of it. But I get props like a slogan, and no man could ever try to diss when I kicks my jam. Lyrically deaf and connecting, complete mic record. No double checking, vocals kill like weapons. But if I have to, I go all out with no mic. Yeah, that's right, cause I survive mad fights. And for my peeps, I truly care. Cause without some of them, I wouldn't be here. And they all know how I feel. The suckers be like playing themselves to have massive business. Setbacks, but now I'm making greenbacks. Just like baggy slacks, I'm crazy hip hop. Check 1, 2, and you don't stop. Your head'll bop when I drop my crop of pure bomb. Just like the seashore, I'm calm, wild, with my monotone style. Because I don't need gimmicks. Give me a fly beat, and I'm all in it. Word is born, I go on and on. For you, it's tragic, I got magic like wands. So I'ma end this lecture, and I bet ya. Those who kick dirt in due time, I'm gonna get ya. Cause I be kicking the rear while they be losing the race trying to chase mass appeal.
Massive.
America's problem is bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid, so to crush that stereotype is what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right, not negative cause. The way we live is positive, we don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Chapter brother, life with a knife, that's cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hang. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man. Cause that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch safe with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC Lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy, yo, school them some more.
Straight from the mouth. End up in jail,
it
gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother had?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then you're we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. D-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade, so do not walk this path that they laid. It
self-destruction.
So they fell for the bait that makes them a victim. Pick them, pluck new Jack in jail because the feds give a duck. There's no one around because in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction. Gang for self-destruction.
Okay, we're back. I just did the whole show and I sound break with my engineer Eric. So today I was riding around and running errands. I was listening to NPR. Guy on there, and NPR is always really funny to me. I listen because it is informative, but also I'm really amused with the fact that everybody on there sounds really, really calm all the time. They always talk like this, and nobody's voice is ever raised. Nobody ever gets excited, and I think it's weird. I'm waiting for somebody on NPR to crack so they can yell or something, because they don't, even when they laugh, it's just super calm, and I don't understand NPR like that, but very informative. But there was a gentleman on the program is called Think, I believe, and his name was John Pfaff, P-F-A-F-F, and I can't remember how they said it. But anyway, they were talking. Again, like I said, one of my pet peeves is people who don't vote. And I'll tell you, my thing is this: if you're not going to participate in the society that you are a part of and that you, your people put a lot into building this society, because the infrastructure of America was built on the backs of slaves. So if you're not going to participate, just say you're not going to participate. To me, just say you're not going to participate and quit pretending like, oh, well, I'm not participating because this is not a good, or the situation is whack, the electoral system is bad. Right. So you're going to change and not doing anything about it. So whatever for that. But so one of the things that he said that I found to be very interesting is the incarceration rate today is 5 times higher than it was in 1970. But crime is in essence the same. Think about that for a second. You don't have any more crime, maybe a little bit here or there, but you really don't have any more crime than you had in the 70s. So 40 years ago. But you have 5 times more people locked up. You need to follow the money. Because here's the deal. People, and everybody has heard, like in the last 10, 15 years or whatever it's been, about for-profit prisons. Everybody knows what it's about. Everybody knows that people are making money because people are locked up. So one of the things, another thing that the guy was saying was he was talking about how prosecutors who are elected, so if you're not voting, in your local elections, your state elections, if you're not voting on who is up for prosecutor, if you're not saying, going to them, you know, when they're campaigning or whatever it is that they do, if you're not going to them and saying, hey, you know what, I'm thinking about voting for you, what's your pitch to me, or, you know, go as a group, as a community or whatever it is, then you go and talk to them and then you determine as a block, a voting block, whether you're going to vote for them or not. And because they are elected, you can determine if, hey, this guy's good for us, this guy isn't good for us. But basically, prosecutors go in and determine, they're going to look at, well, first of all, let me give you some more stats before I get into this, because I found this to be very interesting too. Of the lawyers, all lawyers in the country, 88% are white. Of that 88%, 83% are white men. Think about that. 5% of white lawyers are women. 83% are white men. In terms of prosecutors, 95% are white men. 95%. 1% of lawyers in America, 1-2% are black women. I didn't get the stats on black men, but I'm sure it's higher than black women. But probably not by much. I think as people, as a people, when we become so apathetic that we refuse to participate in the system that we live in, you are basically cattle. You're cattle. As I've said before, which plays into this whole having children when you're too young, when you're not quite ready to deal with them. You may have a kid. You probably have a kid with the wrong person. You're maybe not emotionally mature enough to handle the things that come with having a kid. There's just a lot of things that come with it. And one of the things that come that is the fallout of that is you may not understand your civic duty. You may not understand the things that you need to do. And you may feel like, well, why would I vote? Because it's unimportant. It doesn't really matter. And they may say things like that because you have some celebrities who feel that way. And you say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to vote. But you are a black man. Or you are the parent of a black man or a black boy. Because let's be honest, first of all, if you, the more melanin you have, the more time you're going to get. And that's kind of it. Black, brown, red. The more melanin you have, the more time you're getting. So if you, when you can't get, to me, when you can't get black people to go to jury duty, but they will complain about how sentencing is unfair, or this person didn't do this, but was found guilty, and then you see it's an all-white jury. Okay, well, you know what? A lot of times black folks avoid jury duty. Black people, and because they also think they don't register to vote because they think that that's how you get selected from a jury pool. That's not actually how. They pull people from your, if you have a driver's license or not. So if you have a driver's license, you can be called for jury duty. And I would just say that, think about it, if you happen to be on trial for whatever it may be, and you're sitting there and you see all white faces looking at you. Still not doing jury duty is cool, right? Until you need it. Eesh. So, when you look at prosecutors and or the state in general, I say that you follow the money. One of the things that happens when if you don't have the money for an attorney, and you get a public defender, what happens with your public defender is just by virtue of the circumstances, the prosecutor is given a budget that is 3 times greater than your public defender. And not so much that they're handed money for their budget, but what they do get is to use the police crime lab. So when they want to run DNA, they don't have to pay for it. Your public defender, that somehow has to be paid for. When you deal with the state and the prosecutors look at, if it is a for-profit prison that is run by the state, the prosecutor has the discretion as to what you may or may not be charged with. Now, I don't want to get into particulars of necessarily trumping up charges, but if they decide to charge you with X, you end up in a privately owned prison. The state makes money off of you. Well, sorry, the people who own it make money off of you, and the state is paid to run it. So you are basically, in essence, still a slave. You're still being used and put through a system that you don't benefit from because you won't get involved with it. So when people tell me that they don't vote, I usually don't really like them, but I don't, because that tells me that they don't understand how the system works. Now, I do understand people, you know, things happen. Your driver's license may be suspended for whatever reason, who knows why, and you cannot vote. That I get. That not a big deal. I mean, there's other instances, but just in general, a lot of times people who don't vote just don't vote because they don't get it, they don't understand it, or they don't care. And I think that it's it is detrimental to us as a people that we don't want to be educated, that we refuse to educate ourselves and to make the system work for us. And I would say that if you're not going to get involved with the system, don't pretend as if you care. When you don't do the thing that can change the system for you, don't pretend that you care about it. Just go ahead and acknowledge that basically what you are doing is existing. You are producing children, and it's just a given, unless they get lucky or somebody cares enough to take them out of the situation, that your kids are probably going to end up going through the system too. They'll end up with children before they're ready to have children, and they're going to end up going through the system. So, yeah, I have to get after people, because people that I know that don't vote or didn't register to vote or don't want to participate, and then they post political things, don't have time for them. Not at all. But I think as a group, as a people, we have to understand how we fit into our circumstances. We have to understand how we help this out. Because again, having children before you are ready to have children is huge. It's huge. If you're not, you need to be of a certain age, meaning you need to have had certain experiences. You need to have lived a little bit of time to understand, hey, you know what? This is what we got going on here. This is what I need to explain to my kid, or I need to be past this. Maybe if you live to be, you get to be 27, 28 years old and you haven't had a kid, and then the world kind of starts to open up a little bit for you and you figure out, okay, you know what? I understand why I should not do X or why I don't need to do X. And what happens is at this point it's starting to change, but most lawmakers are white men. And if they're not white men, a lot of times they've been indoctrinated with the concept that somehow anything other than white is angry, mean, aggressive, whatever it may be. You will say, you know, I think it's a foregone conclusion that men are more aggressive than women are. It's testosterone. That's what men do, whether it's male humans, male lions, male whoever. Men fight with each other. That's kind of what they do. But when you go into that concept of men, then you look and say that in terms of being aggressive or dangerous, black, brown, and red men are considered to be more dangerous than white men are. But most of the politicians that are making the laws are white men. When you look and realize, like I said, that most of your prosecutors are white men. Nobody wants to run for any kind of office. Nobody wants to vote for people that look like them, that are going to represent them. But as I said, I had a conversation with a friend of mine about the situation in Flint, Michigan, and she was trying to explain to me how it's so hopeless, and you know, just a lot of the people didn't show up to vote, and you know, 77,000 fewer Michiganders voted in this past election than voted for Obama in 2012. You are not being attacked by dogs. You are not being maced or pepper sprayed. You are not being beaten with billy clubs. Those things are not happening. So you basically just didn't come out because you're overwhelmed. You still got lead in your water, though. But you won't vote. It doesn't make any sense to not vote. And if you're not going to, again, just don't complain. But I think if you look, I think if you start at the end and work backwards where money is concerned, you will be able to figure out exactly. Well, let me say this. People are greedy. People are greedy. And if you're not going to, the concept for me is, if you're not getting free labor through slavery, you will get free labor through prison, or almost free. Because I think prisoners can make like $1.25 an hour and possibly learn a trade of some sort, so that when they come out, you know, then they can go get a job. But then they have to put down that they're a convicted felon. So then how do you then get the job? And once you've been in, it's so much more difficult to become reacclimated to the system that the recidivism rate is pretty high. So when you look and realize that, okay, somebody or some entity owns these prisons, and whether it's the state, whether it's privately owned, it's federal, whatever it is, somebody is making money off of these prisons being filled. When you realize that you have the same crime rate from 1970 as you do today, but there are five times more people incarcerated, they're not there just because it's somebody's mean to somebody. Somebody's making a lot of money. The way that you stop that is you vote. You vote. You vote, but you also set a plan as a group. You have a plan. Again, don't have children before you are ready. That'll knock out a whole lot of this stuff. A whole lot of this stuff. But you just, you formulate your plan and you vote. You become informed. If as a people, we can learn, like, I'm caught up in Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma. I don't even know who Remy Ma is, and I couldn't care less one way or the other about Nicki Minaj, but that is a very funny feud that they have going on to me. And so because it interests me, I have learned a little something about them. That doesn't affect me eating. It does not affect where I sleep. It doesn't affect anything in my life, but I learned something about it just because I was interested. When you figure out that, hey, you know, who I vote for is going to determine policing in my community. It's going to determine who the prosecutor is. It's going to determine lots of different things for you, which then, and I think a lot of times people want things to go away right away. It's not going away right away. What you do is you start the process, and you may or may not benefit from it right then. It could take 10 years. It could take 12 years. And as somebody told me, well, it don't make any sense if you go ahead and try to change something that don't change right away. It's dumb. You build a house, you start it, you can't live in it. You can't live in it. You lay the foundation, and then you start to progress to the walls, the roof, the what, however, whatever order it goes in, you start someplace. If you're not willing to start someplace and say, okay, well, you know what, this may not help me, but it may help my son, my brother, my uncle, my whomever, you start, set a goal, move toward it, and pay attention to what's happening. Put some time in and kind of figure out who's who, who's got what going for you, and actually do some homework and get some things worked out so that you know exactly what's going on with these people, and start to put people in place that look like you. People who, maybe you get a prosecutor who understands that, okay, because he was a 17-year-old boy, you know, a 17-year-old black boy at some point, maybe he then looks at this other little boy and kind of understands what's going on. You know, instead of determining that he's just going to lock everybody up and throw away the key. And let's acknowledge not all black people are going to be for the cause. So let's say you get somebody in there and that's not they're not doing what you as a block, a voting block, wanted them to do. Okay, then you got to move them out and get somebody else in there. But you move across the board. Because you then look at who your school board members are. You're going to look at who trustees are. You look at who the dog catcher is if you want to. You got to figure out who's there, who you're putting in office, and who they are representing. You know, you could be in Chicago with the county that Chicago is in. Part of it is in Chicago. Part of it is a suburb, of the city. But the people that live in the suburbs are generally the ones who are electing the officials for the city. So their suburb is safe. Where they live is safe. The inner city of Chicago, I guess the south side, is a problem. Shake it up. Get it figured out. Get somebody in there that has your best interest at heart. And look and see. Think about your education, because it's not just, okay, well, you know what, I voted for this prosecutor. It may be, oh, well, you know what, I looked at the curriculum for my kid's school or the curriculum for the school district, and you determine as a group if this is beneficial to you. And if you don't know that it is or not, there's enough teachers in churches that can tell you what's going on. They can tell you, hey, you know what, this core learning or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I don't have kids. But whatever that is, this is good or this isn't good. They can say, okay, well, you know what? People don't understand the political system because they don't teach civics in school anymore. So a lot of people don't even understand how politics work. That's why there's some people that are kind of pissy that Trump is not just running the table on everybody. Well, he can't. he's going to fuck it up, but he is not just going to be right off the bat. But he can't do that, but because people don't understand the civics part of it, what they teach you in school, you know, the three branches of government. So you have to look and say, okay, you know what? We're going to get together as a group. I don't care how you break it down. I don't care where you meet, probably in a church someplace, maybe at a VFW. You determine what your goals are and what you want your kids to benefit, how you want them to benefit and what you're going to do with them. And again, as I always say, everybody ain't going to make it. So do the best that you can with what you have. Put the best thing out there that you have, and then you come along and you tweak it, but you make sure that you are voting and voting for your interest, meaning you talk about it in your household. You tell your kids, okay, well, this is what's going on when you go to vote. Maybe you pull your kids out of school. You take off work. You go to vote. You explain to them what's happening and why it's important, as opposed to cultivating a culture of, well, they ain't going to let us do it anyway. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. Instead of that, go ahead and talk to them about it and get it figured out. And if you don't know, ask somebody. Maybe we need to have a civics show or something where you figure out the basics of things. But basically, just get it together and get some things worked out in your household first, and then as smaller groups, and then you get together as a community and determine what it is that you want. Because as long as people know black people will spend all the money that they spend, you will continue to be incarcerated. You're going to be buying clothes, hair, whatever, things that you don't necessarily need in abundance, or you can have them. I don't really care whether you have things like that or not. But if you have those things, but you don't have any retirement money, you don't have any money in savings, you don't have money for an emergency, those are things that you need to pay attention to, that you need to get done, and to take care of business. We're going to take a break and we will be back in a couple songs.
So yeah, you like to let me product make comment.
Walk awake. Yeah. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have together, of course. We get the up and on their horse. Kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete. But in the streets, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again hooligan, only to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke less. I must confess my destiny's manifest. There's some vortex and sweats. I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies before getting best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes. Bless you if you represent the fool, but I hex you with some witches fool if you do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be needing Simone and on your microphone. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run. Baby, cause I got a lot, oh yeah.
city or not, refugees taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, true lies, do or die. Toss me high, only fly with my boot from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. That's around the border like I'm cashless
class. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide.
Yo, nobody.
Gonna find you and take it slowly.
I thought I didn't like the living man.
So hard, a fucking booger came out. It's a shame. I used to be on top of my game. They took the shirt off my back and replaced it with chains. I met Mr. Lee Harvey from the Tea Party. He used to hate Obama till he felt Hurricane Charlie looking for his FEMA check. It's gone with the wind. When them dicks is in, you know the fix is in.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach your children.
Everything's corrupt. Everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach your children.
Everything's corrupt. Everything's fucked up. Everything's about to fuck me shit out of luck.
Everything's a scam. Beat the next man. It's capitalism. They'll just build a new prison for you slick ass niggas that's trying to beat the system. Put you on the front line if you ain't realistin'. It's hot in Hell's Kitchen. Get ready for the lynching. Brainwash media and puppet politician. Keep you out of position, out of commission. Buy medicine or food. That's not a decision. The 99% is mad and trying to vent. Police grab my fucking arm, then it got bent. Now it's in a splint. I can't pay my rent. The interest on my credit card, I ain't made a dent. The U.S. Mint, I heard they bout to print. But it's fucked up, cause I won't see a cent. I'm sick of getting ignored. This world I can't afford. I'm going to the pen. Free room, free board, bitch.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach your children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up, everything's by the fuck we shit out of luck.
For my birthday, buy me a politician. It's a shame that you got to teach your children.
Everything's corrupt, everything's fucked up, everything's by the fuck we shit out of luck.
It's a wall of confusion, my niggas they loose in. I know what you're doing, they drug abuse in. My bitches be juicing, my oozies be loosing. The troops be loosing, they know what you're doing. A wall of confusion, my niggas be juicing. I know what you're doing.
Hey, hey, I'm back. So I'm talking about black folks in particular not voting and basically being complicit in their own demise or just being a passenger in their own existence, not being in control or even wanting to be in control of, you know, with the prison system and how it's set up, how it works, what people do, don't do, say, don't say, what you know, don't know. I will tell you this, that the prison system has lobbyists. And we know when you, if you are, what's the word I'm looking for? I can't come up with the word. Basically, if you're a large enough group of people that you can afford to pay lobbyists, they are moving or pushing forward your agenda. That means that when they go to lobby, they are lobbying for harsher sentences for crimes, for whatever crime that's committed. And as we know and have known forever, since black and brown people receive harsher sentences for the same crimes that may have been committed by somebody that's white. They know that. We know that. That means that you're being targeted. And at one point, I really felt like, you know what, maybe, you know, black men or Mexican men or whoever, maybe they just shouldn't commit crime. And some of it I do still think is stupid. But I also had to acknowledge that when you are put in a situation where you, the education, your educational system is bad, where you don't have the same opportunities as suburban white kids have, when you, maybe your parents, again, had you too young, I will harp on it because that is a huge deal to me, but when you go to school and you're hungry or you're tired, whatever it may be that prevents you from focusing when you're in class, that's a problem. That's a problem. One of that's that also that prison or what is it, high school to prison pipeline that they have. That's established because basically you're worth money. You're basically currency to them. If you end up put in the system, you're basically a dollar amount. So when you realize that they have lobbyists that go and say, hey, you know what, if this crime is committed, we think that this should be the punishment for it. If those lobbyists are then somehow the judge or whomever is going, they're taking them skiing, they're giving them money, they're making campaign contributions, whatever it is that they are doing to get their attention, you are also at another disadvantage because nobody's lobbying for you. Who's going and saying, hey, you know what, this isn't fair, and not saying it after somebody has been arrested, possibly tried and convicted, and then everybody's up in arms about it. You can head that off in the beginning. Look at who you're voting for, who you're putting in office, and if they have your best interest at heart. We are not an unintelligent people. Never mind. Some of us are. We basically can get things done if we want to do them. We can get it done. We have become complacent and apathetic and just kind of accepted that this is what is going to happen. This is how things are going to go on. And what actually does happen is you have people, there becomes a larger chasm or a gap between the haves and have nots, and not just with white people, but with black people, because you have black people who are excelling. You have And I'm not, I don't even mean like Barack Obama, because obviously he was, you know, he did, but you have black people who are solid middle class. You have a lot of things that we are able to do now that we didn't do, you know, that we maybe didn't do before. We're here, but a large portion of us are stuck because we get caught up in a system. It's like a hamster on a wheel. Once you're in the system, it's so difficult to get out of it that really, if you had the fortitude to get out of the system, wouldn't you have had it to probably not get in it to begin with? Wouldn't you have looked and realized, you know what, this dude next door, you know, got caught with whatever, and now he's in the system and he's home. He still lives with his parents. You know, he can't find a gig, or maybe he doesn't live with his parents. Because in some states, when you have somebody that's a felon, if they've been convicted and they are in your home, if they're staying with you, and let's say they get into a fight, an argument, disagreement, whatever happens, the police get called. Some places where you are, whoever lives in that home with them, not just them, will be evicted. So in some instances, when you commit a crime and you basically are put into the system, you put yourself at another disadvantage, because sometimes your family can't help you. They can't necessarily give you a place to stay, because if anything happens, if you happen to have a fight at the park, you know, everybody, if it's an apartment, if it's a duplex, if you're renting, then in theory, a lot of these places you can just be put out of. So not only are you out on the street, but your family or friends, whomever has chosen to help you, your girlfriend, your whomever, they're out too, because they were helping you out. This system, first of all, if they were, let's just say today, that black people pulled it together and things improved, the education that we receive improves, that there are fewer of us having children before we're 28. Yeah, I know that's my magic age. And let's say you aren't in trouble with the police. Those for-profit prisons are still there. They just aren't looking to put you in them, but they'll put somebody else in there. You just need to make sure it's not you that's being put in there. And you have to understand the potential power that you wield in terms of your vote. For me, it's as simple as whatever your situation is, when you look in terms of dealing with the police, education, correctional institutions, the one thing that you do, that you can do, that you have, is your vote. And it's not like you vote one time and everything is cool. Let's say you decide to vote, I don't like X person, we want to put this person in. Let's say you get somebody in there, whatever the position is, doing whatever it is you want them to do. And then you realize, okay, well, we've gotten this part of it done, but this is something that we didn't think about. So there's another step that we need to take, or this is another piece that we need to put in play. Okay, you're learning as you're doing it. So you kind of have to be paying attention to what's going on and be committed to it. Be committed to making the change. Be committed to not being the bad guy. Be committed to not being the boogeyman. Be committed to not being angry all the time. And also, for me, I think that black people are leaders. Be committed to leading, and not just with the next the next rap, the next dance move, the next whatever hairstyle that the Kardashians are going to steal from you, because they sure as shit going to take it and then somebody's going to say they did it. Be committed to things other than that, or in addition to that, because we are very creative people. We lead. That's what we do. But we now have to understand that we can lead in other areas. You can lead in terms of, hey, you know what? Let's go. If you talk like with, I don't know if we did it when I was in high school, I think so, but when you talk to your parents, a lot of people were, when they turned 17 or if they were going to be 18 within X number of months, they were registered to vote in school. That's a great idea. You get people registered to vote. You talk to people about voting. And again, it doesn't have to be a big deal. What you do is start out small. If you're in a church, which is, I got a thing with churches too, but if you're in church, whatever group, whatever organization, because we have lots of them. There are fraternities, there are sororities, you have Eastern Stars, you have Masons, you have lots of organizations where you can get people together. All this, all the things that are going on now politically, I dig the protests that are going on nationally. The Women's March I thought was pretty cool. My question would be, are they gathering information to move forward with it? Or that's the question actually that Montana asked on the first show. And it turns out that they are, because they're doing a day without women, and it's at some point in March, and I don't have the date in front of me. Well, I can get it in just a second. But they are mobilizing against Trump. One thing can spark a movement. It does not matter how mad you get about Trayvon Martin, about Michael Brown, about any of the other numerous black people that are killed by the police or other white folks. It doesn't matter how mad you get if you don't do anything about it. That's like you're dating the girl that, you know, or you're dating a dude or whatever, and every time they do something to piss you off, you threaten to leave, or you say what you're going to do, or you get mad. Eventually, they figure out you're not really going to do anything, so they keep doing what they want to do anyway. And then you complain about it. Well, they're going to do this, or they don't let you do that. Well, one of the reasons is that they don't feel threatened, not in a sense of, they may be physically, oh, well, you know what, they're afraid of black people, but I think that's guilt. That's another show. But if politicians understood that, hey, you know what, when we underfund black schools, they are, as a voting bloc, they are voting us out. And not just, oh, you know what, it's the 35-year-olds, it's the parents. But they understand that, hey, you know what, this kid is registered to vote at 18. They're coming to vote. They're coming to vote with their parents. So I understand that if I want to keep my job, I need to make sure that I make them happy. Did you know, I didn't realize this until today, that there are some areas in the country where the census, like say, we know that the cities tend to be more Democratic and rural areas tend to go, they're more Republican. Well, there's more people obviously in cities than in rural areas. But did you know that when you are in, like, prisons, a lot of time are in rural areas, they count, the census counts the prison population, so that the person who is the elected official, whatever the official is, and forgive me because I don't have all the stats in front of me, the names, and but the person who is the elected official in that area where that prison is, those inmates count as people in their district. So that person has a vested interest in keeping that prison full of people, because once that, if they don't count the inmates, they don't have as many people in their district, and then they are no longer needed there. You know what I mean? This game can be a little complicated, but in essence, if you follow the money, you see what it is. You see what it is. If you are not willing to put in the time to go, you know what, let me, and registering to vote is not that hard. You can register from your computer. You can sit at home and register to vote. And I know there's lots of people who, they don't vote for this reason, they don't vote for that reason. It may not have been a big deal in your household, but I know people who basically, I'll be 50 in a couple months. I know people who are my age and have never voted. It was never stressed. It was never important to them. I know people who had never voted until Barack Obama ran, and then they felt like they were a part of the system, you know, so maybe they had a shot. So then they went and either A, registered if they weren't registered, or went out to vote, which is cool. But what if we don't get another black president for another 30 years? You're not going to vote? I would challenge black people to turn this system on its ear, black and brown people, because I'm telling you too, with Mexicans, y'all got to come on with it, because they're coming for you all. They coming for y'all. Whatever y'all got going on, y'all need to have y'all people. If y'all got people who are undocumented in your family, if you got friends, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever it is, y'all need to go ahead to wherever y'all meet. Y'all Kingdom Hall or VFW or wherever y'all meet, y'all need to go and have a meeting. Y'all need to stop picking fruits and vegetables. Y'all need to stop cutting yards, stop trimming trees, stop building houses, stop selling that elotes in front of the fiesta. Whatever it is y'all got going on, shut it down. Stop serving in restaurants. Shut it down. You have the numbers. You have the power. If black and brown and red folks got together, but you can't threaten people when you don't have any power. Nobody, if you have a bully, the bully's not scared of the person that's been threatening to hit him for the last 100 years but hadn't hit him. Nobody's scared of that person. You're scared of the person that's actually going to throw a punch. You have to be organized. You have to give some thought to it. You can't be apathetic and laying around and it's no big deal and it's never going to happen because you've never done it before. At this point, I think there's some people who live in that space in the gap of not voting that may come on over and vote. But the people that are going to now are actually the people who vote. The people who vote, the people who register people to vote, the people who run for office, run for public office. You don't have to be president. Run for your school board. Just do your homework. Figure it out what it is. Figure out what's happening, what they're supposed to do, what their requirements are, and run. You don't even have to win the first time. Get the experience under your belt. Just run. And when you look up and you begin to see more people in public offices that look like you, that represent you, that understand that there are more people at the table than just white men, especially. It's like with the Oscars. You know what they did? When people talk about, you know, protest, this doesn't work, that doesn't work. First of all, those people get on my nerves. But they are naysayers of the highest order. But when last year, when they started the hashtag #OscarsSoWhite, you don't know what happened? They raised enough hell that the Oscars, whatever their system is, they brought other people in that were not just old and white. That is why this past weekend you saw Moonlight killing it. Now, I don't know what the hell was going on with Denzel and that Casey Affleck. I don't know what the hell that was. But Viola Davis, who can make a whole room full of people cry. The dude from Moonlight, and I can't call his name right now. When you start a process, just move. Move. Start the energy going. Determine, hey, you know what? I'm one person, but I can say X. That's basically how I ended up on the radio. Because I talk to people all the time. I have for years and years and years. And I just determined, you know what? I need to do something. However long it works out, it doesn't, whatever. You just do something. Whatever that something is. And it'll come together. And once it starts to move and it has energy, then you start to make some changes. You start looking at, okay, well, who is this person? You start looking at, instead of moving all the poor people out of East Dallas, running up the property value and moving everybody out of there so those people are now displaced, you start voting for people who can change that kind of stuff. You start every, you know, about every 25 years, 25 to 30 years, white people move either from the suburbs into the city, into downtown, or from the city into the suburbs. Whenever there's a whole lot of brown people that get close to them, they end up moving out because they feel like that brings down the property value. So they go where they can raise the property value. And what happens? If you're someplace in an older neighborhood, they come in and start buying homes and improving the homes. The first several people that get in there get the homes cheap, and then the property value starts to raise and you can't pay the taxes on your house, so you have to sell your house and move someplace else. This is not hard. I'm smart, but this ain't why I'm smart. This is a pattern that has been happening forever. And I don't know what it will take for black people to... I don't know if we have to be angry. I don't know what it takes. I don't think it's that hard. I don't think it's that hard to just register and vote. And if you are a person who is registered or you're not, maybe you're listening to this and you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to register to vote. Register to vote. And then register three more people. Three more people. And get them out, get them to go vote. Because I'm telling you, 2018 is going to be a referendum. One way or the other, either it's going to be the liberals or Democrats and independents making Republicans pay, or the Republicans are coming hard for the liberals, Democrats, and independents. Because what they're going to do is keep pushing until they get all of their agendas pushed through. When your president is telling you that he needs to increase military spending by 10%, the military is smaller than it's been in quite some time. Why do you need to, what are you spending the money on? What are you spending the money on? But again, there are people who sat and did not vote, but complain about this. Put their feet to the fire. Because I don't talk to people who didn't vote. If you've let me know that you didn't vote, you really don't get to talk politics to me. I will not entertain you. And I will tell you, it's not that I don't like you or don't care or whatever the deal is, but I just cannot entertain somebody who's complaining. That's the person that comes and says this is a problem but doesn't bring a solution. Whatever the problem is in terms of dealing with public offices, the answer is to register and vote. Even if, let's say, you register and vote and it doesn't turn out the way you want it to turn out, you have made some noise and people begin to pay attention to you. When you look and realize that Republicans, which is the party of old white men, racist old white men, when you realize that they gerrymander areas, districts, to make sure they continue to win, that don't piss you off? That they're stacking the deck against you so you can't win. It doesn't speak to something in you that, you know what, I need to register and vote, and I need to register this person, and we're going to go out and vote and kind of pay attention. Because even if you don't know, there's people around you that know. There's people that know. There's things that I know that I can share. There's other things that I don't. But when I don't and I want to know, I get on the phone and call people. We're going to do a show about government now. I don't know. We're going to do a show about government so people understand the process. Or you can watch Schoolhouse Rock. Schoolhouse Rock is cool to kind of tell you how it works out. But when you look at what happens with black people, when you look at schools in the inner city, and again, a lot of it is because they are underfunded, but they don't care about your kids, to be quite honest with you. They don't care about your kids. Your kids don't have to get a good education. Because if your kid can't figure out, either with or without your help, how to get out of that situation, they don't care. They got a bed for your kid. They got three hots and a cot for your son or daughter. It don't matter. And I'm always amazed and concerned when people won't fight for their children. You're not fighting for your kid. Which means you are then not fighting for your grandchildren. Just, that's it? Nope, you're not, nothing. This is just how it is, and that's it. That's the craziest thing in the world to me. And it's as simple as getting online and registering to vote. It's that simple. And showing up in mass number to vote. Determining, hey, you know what? If you have the district attorney, or the prosecutor, whomever it is, do a little research. Hold them accountable. Do what they're doing now, where they're basically going to these town hall meetings and saying, you know what? If you're not going to do what I need you to do, even though, which is really, this is the crazy thing about it. A lot of these people voted for Trump, and they voted for the GOP. Even when they kept saying, hey, we're going to repeal Obamacare, we're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act, they told them what they were going to do. And now these people are getting nervous. I don't know where the hell their heads were. I don't know what the hell they were thinking. But now they are now saying, okay, well, you know what? No. They didn't figure out, they, at the very least, they were conned and probably just flat out lied to, because the Republicans have had 6 or 7 years to have come up with a replacement for Obamacare. They don't have anything. They don't have anything because they have zero intention of replacing it. They just told basically white people what they wanted to hear to get them to vote for them. But what white people have done is gotten pissed off because now that they realize, wait a minute, you know what? I could potentially die without this. Or my husband needs this. Or I'm a minor and I have black lung disease. And yeah, I voted for Trump, but I'm kind of a little concerned about how this is going to turn out. They have started to show up and put pressure on these people for them to, hey, you know what? This is not what I want. This isn't what I wanted. Even though you said it, I know, and I agreed to it, but this ain't really what I want. So now Republicans are having to step back and look and say, okay, well, I don't know if we can do this because if I vote to repeal Obamacare and we don't have a replacement, I'm probably not going to have a job. And what they do want is that job. What they do want is money to be able to live the way that they live. They want to be, or and if they don't have it, they'll become lobbyists, but you can shut that down too. You basically just kind of have to get involved with the process. And I know for black people, a lot of times we feel, or a segment of us feel downtrodden and just don't want to get involved. But it's kind of like, you know what? You got to get up and go to work anyway. Get up and do the stuff that you normally do. You know, you got to get up. You got to just, you're on automatic pilot. Just get up. You get on, you sitting at home, you're on your phone, whatever it is you're doing, register to vote. I challenge you, if you listen to me, I challenge you, if you are not registered to vote, I challenge you to get registered. To get registered. And to kind of pay attention to what's going on around you. To look at things politically. To not just feel like, oh, well, hey, you know what? One of my pet peeves when people go, oh, we're living in the last days. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't think so. But I think what happens is you have... You are given a choice. Jesus gave you a choice. You could decide if you wanted to chew. That was the whole point of the Christ coming and dying. You decide if you want to. You choose. You going to heaven or you going to hell. You choose. You can choose how this works out. You can choose what it is that you want to do. Or if even if you can't make it go the way you want it to go, you can at least put forth the effort. And not be super complacent about it. Not feel like, hey, you know what? I can't fix this. No, you cannot fix it. Not the individual you, but the collective you can fix it. If you have, and I'm sure there's well over 3 million people who have said, I didn't vote because it didn't matter. It would have mattered. 17,000 votes in Michigan. 17,000, 77,000 people didn't show up to vote. 60,000 of them could have stayed home and Hillary still would have won. Realize, I think it's kind of like, maybe it's like a depression when you realize, you know what, I just don't feel, I'm not in the mood to do anything. I'm very lackadaisical, very blah. I just don't feel good. I don't think I can take on anything else. You have one thing you need to take on. And registering to vote is not difficult. And it doesn't require a lot. And I'm sure if you registered to vote and you needed a ride to get to the polls, somebody would take you. Somebody would take you. But as a people, we have got to become participants in our lives. We have to be the drivers of the vehicle. We need to own the vehicle. We need to drive the vehicle. And you're not going to be able to do any of those things until you are registered to vote. You get registered and then you vote. But again, probably for the third time now, formulate a plan. Above everything else, formulate your plan. Make sure you're not having children before you are ready to have them. Go out and do things in the time that they should be done or at the time they should be done. You can go hang out, party, do all these things. You can drink all of these things. You can date whoever you want to date. That is fantastic. Once you do that long enough, it gets a little old and then you realize, you know what? I kind of got to stop. I got to get out of this. I need to start doing something else. You start to mature. When you have children, and you, I think just by virtue of being a parent, I think it's just that's a very difficult job. And I think there's a lot of things that you may not see unless somebody is there pointing them out to you or helping you with them. And you, if they're not, you miss it or you get it 10 years later. So if you look and decide, you know what, I'm not having any kids, I'm registered. And if you have children now, register to vote. You register if you're not, and register them at 18. When you look and see how the Republicans are trying to limit your ability to vote, that should tell you what you need to do to change your circumstance. Do the thing that they are trying to keep you from. They don't want you registered to vote. You should be killing yourself to get registered. You should be registering your children, your friends. You should be killing yourself to get registered. They don't want an education, or they're defunding your schools. Okay, get focused. Get focused. Explain things to your children. Make sure they understand, because you cannot tell me that black people went to a schoolhouse, one building, one room with a stove in it when it was cold, and had everyone in that classroom from first grade to 12th grade, and everybody learned. It happened because they were focused, because they knew what the objective was, and they moved toward it. Now, things are a little bit different because now I'm a little more friendly with white folks, which is fine. And you live in communities that you couldn't live in before, and you just, things are a little different. Your focus doesn't have to change because your neighborhood did. You still realize you need to vote for your best interest. You need to vote for what's going to be best for you, for your children. You need to understand that, okay, wait a minute, if 88% of all attorneys are white, 83% of them are men, and 95% of prosecutors are white men, there's a disparity there. There's a couple things you do. One, start encouraging your children to go to law school, or to go to medical school, or to be a mechanic, or to be whatever. Encourage your children to do things. I'm a makeup artist. I've been a makeup artist for 15 years. I also have a degree in HR management. So I didn't determine that, hey, you know what? I think I want to be a makeup artist. And that's kind of the thing, which is, there's nothing wrong with it because I'm pretty good at it. And I've done it for 15 years. So obviously I can make a living. But I had a degree before I started doing makeup. Encourage your children to go to college. Go to school. Even if you just go right out of high school, you just go to a community college. Go to school. Again, get registered, go to school. Expand your horizon. Start to do things that maybe you didn't otherwise do. Meet people that you wouldn't otherwise meet. I still have friends from college. It matters. When you stay in your neighborhood, when you're only in your community, you don't venture out much. And when you do, you venture out with people who live in your community. Yeah, your world gets kind of small. And then you start saying stuff like, well, that's what white people do. Or you talk like a white person. No. Get focused. Get focused. Come up with your plan. No children before you are 28. And if that means, and I'm not putting it on women, you know what, you just make sure you take the pill so you don't get pregnant. No. Dudes, strap up. Be responsible. Everybody be responsible. No kids before you're 28. None. Finish school. Even if you start school and you're not quite sure what you want to do or what you want to be, go ahead. You got 2 years. You got to go to school and go 2 years to get your basics out of the way. And then you can kind of determine what it is that you want to do. And even if you don't go right then, you get 2 years and then you take a year off to determine. That's fine. But get started. Get started and be a part of your environment. Be a part of your neighborhood, your community. Find somebody that does what you want to do or what you think you want to do, and have them mentor you. Have them talk to you about things. They may not even know how to mentor you, but you still go and find this person and talk to them. Because in doing that, they then learn what it is they need to do to help you, and then to help other people also. Each person, if you affect 10 people, positively I would hope, but 10 people, we're good. We're moving forward. We're moving forward. Get registered, run for office, and vote. Vote, vote, vote. And I know we're disenchanted, or many of us are disenchanted with the situation, with the system. I get it. We got to get in there. You cannot fix anything from the outside of it. You can't get anything done if you're going to stand out. And then you're going to be, not only are you going to be a passenger in the car, you're a victim of the system. Because let's be honest, they're here to make money. And if they can make money at this point, the best way that they're going to make money is by putting somebody in prison. Who do you think the somebody is? People of color and poor people. That's just how that works out. We're going to take a break. We will be back on the other side.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, they turned around and hit you with another one. Chase Spivey presents another gigantic gospel concert featuring Pastor Smokey Norville, Rashawn Mitchell, Wes Moore, Myron Butler, Jonathan McReynolds, Ernest Pugh, and Jay Spivey Productions Mass Choir, hosted by Jonathan Slocum, April 8th at Friendship West Baptist Church. Get your tickets now at ticketweb.com. Call them at 866-468-7621.
Tickets at Friendship West Baptist Church, Jay Spivey Productions.
Want to turn your business or brand into a marketable radio show? Contact us today at 214-531-3301 and start streaming.
Responsibility. So many things.
says to me, it's my responsibility. So many things to do, so many places to be. It's my responsibility. So many things to do, so many places to be. It's my responsibility. So many things to do, so many places to be. It's my responsibility. So many things to do, so many places to be. It's
mine. You gotta get yours, I gotta get 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 mine.
Hey, yo, I'm smooth as a wannabe. Step to me, use a goner, G.
Oh, that's the way it is.
Hell yeah, and that's the way it's gonna be.
Wow.
Buffing up on the deck and drinking mad brew. Taking names, and after that, I'm kicking ass to breathe. Time to flow.
Can I get a rhyme to go?
Hell yeah, Pac, and I'll sit back straight up, design it slow. They used to see a young brother come up, another punk run up. You'll have to get his gun up, cause I ain't taking no shorts. Like a Newport Ford exploding the floor like Jordan exploding on the hoop court. And I don't wanna be nothing like Mike, cause even Michael's life gets in nitty bitty, what trifling. And when you in the spotlight, you get jock, right? But you're not snot tight, huh? Booking anybody trying to take mine. When will they realize I'm straight out to get mine?
Gotta get mine.
You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours. I gotta get mine. Your block. Get yours.
I keep my mind on my money. Money on my mind. On the trigger, hand on my nine. I'm smoking blunts and skunk, putting holes and pumps, and only underground funk pumping out of my trunk. Little life of a hustler, high till I die. Giving them papers, making papers. Miss me with life, picture me living out my life as a buster. I'd rather pop up a shot from my clock and blast off the suckers. I live a thug life, baby. I'm hopeless, choking on Fendo, trying to keep my focus. Don't let the punk cowards worry me. Keep the fame. I'm true to the game till they bury me. God gave me game, so I'm hustling. Pour out some liquor for my homies. Tupac is still struggling. My homie Breed knew the time.
Yeah.
Brothers rhyme or crime. I gotta get mine.
I gotta get mine. You gotta get yours. 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 Tell me, can you measure the amount of applause I keep getting? Every time I pick up a mic, it starts spitting. The sidewalks in New York, I start bumping. Jumping around with my homies in the pound, and I'm down to the fullest. Now see me break that ass off proper. Did I shock you? Cause I got you in my pocket again. You knew Jackson, you Jacks, you knew me and my homies when I used to run it way back when. I boasted and roasted and coasted to the pinnacle because of what I do with a pen. It's vernacular precision, connected two lines in this division. Plus, when I add loops and flutes, it's guaranteed to sell like prostitutes. I never had a love for those who put it blunt. They want me in the back, but see I'm in the front, don't front. And really I don't even reply. Pull yourself together as you pass me by. I'm on a whole nother level, and those that's left, I told you before, you can keep it to yourself. Divide. So many people lied to have. It's funny what a young brother does for math. I got fractions caught up in my everyday actions. Point equal to your real satisfaction. Fucking anybody trying to take mine. When will they realize I'm set out to get mine?
Gotta get mine.
You gotta get yours, Bunham. I gotta get mine.
Yeah, you got to get yours. I got to get mine up.
You got to get yours. I got to get mine.
Hey, get yours.
Yo, Breed, rock in the house, you know what I'm saying?
That real life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
1993.
You gotta
get yours out here.
Close mouth, don't kiss that boy. Amen.
Yeah.
Get yours. Yeah, yeah. All the blast blasters.
Get yours.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You a
Hey, we're back. So, I was going through some of my stuff while we were on break, some of my notes, and I wanted to leave you all with some of this information. I am looking at an article on the Huffington Post. The title is from 2015, late 2015, Private Prisons Embrace Corruption to Boost Profits. They pay lobbyists $45 million. If you are paying somebody $45 million, do you know how much money you're making? I'm going to tell you this because I want everybody to get mad. I want black folks to get mad and get registered. Black and brown people and red folks. Get mad and go register and vote. $45 million to make sure when you go to jail that you go to their jail. A 37% increase in private prisoners was reported between 2002 and 2009. Hence going back to that thing from 1970. Five times the prison population, but you have the same level of crime. I don't know what it's going to take. These are not even violent offenses. It's not like... they're not violent offenders. It's not the people that are getting 20, 30 years. That's not what this is. They basically running you through the prison system to make money off of you. And then when you back out, once you're out again, it's more difficult for you to get a job. It's more difficult for you to get a place to stay because you have a record. And not just putting adults in prison. They're putting juvenile. They're putting kids in juvenile detention because they get paid off of kids too. So in essence, what is happening is this system is putting black and brown people primarily at a disadvantage to make money. That don't make anybody mad. Nobody gets mad about that because that kind of pisses me off a little bit. It pisses me off. This is absolutely a for-profit business where black people are the commodity. We are basically walking around with a dollar sign on us. Says here, prison in Arizona, they have a guaranteed income of 100% capacity at $49.03 a day. So basically $50 a day when the prisons are full. That's $1,500 a month per inmate. And of that $1,500, the meal for each inmate, they spend $3 on. $3. They are, in essence, eating McDonald's. And if they eat three times a day, you're eating $1 worth of food. That's not food. Now, again, they're getting $50 a day. Three of it goes to feed you. Ain't nobody that's been in this system pissed off about this? Even if you did something where you maybe should have gone to jail, but you know you got more time than, say, if a white dude had done it, or you just felt like, you know what, something was going on, it wasn't quite right. It don't bother anybody to know they're being used like that. They're being gassed like that. Amazing. What do you do when you're poor? What do you do when you're depending on your family to put money on your books for you to have things like toothpaste or toothbrush? Really? I'd be pissed. Said doctors cost inmates $5 per visit and $5 per prescription. $5 is not a big deal. Unless you're in prison. What if you're sick and you don't have the $5? Amazing. For-profit prisons make $3.3 billion a year. Billion. Which is why they're paying lobbyists $45 million. says inmates receive dollar store items such as a tube of lipstick that, or lipstick, whoops, toothpaste that is expired. Yikes. The source claims that from 2005, at this point, I think they asked the question in 2012, a bar of soap, thumb, toothbrush, one bendable comb, toilet paper once weekly, 5 Kotex, and 5 tampons. That's crazy. And it's not as if you're there. Well, some people are, obviously. But basically, they're saying these are not even violent offenders. They're not there for extended periods of time. Basically, these for-profit prisons are making as much money off of them as they can while they are there. And because, I don't even necessarily have to read all of this to tell you that their money is not in rehabilitating anyone. So they're not, if they're spending $3 a day on food, that's the least that they could possibly spend to feed a human being. And if they could get it down to $2.50, they would do that then too. $3 a day to eat. That's crazy. And they're not rehabbing anyone. They're not helping anyone, because what they want ultimately is for you to have to come back into the system. When you look at, okay, you're a convicted felon and you've done X amount of time. If you had a job, you probably lost it. So when you come out, where do you go? Where are you staying? Maybe you have people you can stay with. But again, it goes back to that thing where if you're in that situation with your family, friends, girlfriend, whomever, that say you get into an altercation with somebody and everybody gets evicted, where are they going? Where are they going? Where are you going? How frustrated are you going to be when you're looking for jobs that you're qualified for, but you can't get? Because basically, for whatever reason, they don't want you. Maybe they feel like, oh, well, you know what? They broke the law. There's people that I can hire that have abided by the law. But we all know that a lot of times when black and brown people commit the same crimes that white people are popped for, we get longer sentences. If they get sentenced at all, maybe they get probation. Who knows? But we get longer sentences. So then you come out and you can't get a job. So how are you going to feed your people? Because if you got a family, if you got kids, whatever you got going on, you still got to eat and you got to take care of them. So what do? You either take a job that is demoralizing for you spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, so you don't go back to jail, or you engage in a little side activity, something illegal, so that if you get caught, you go back again. It starts the process over. So they have it set up for you to come back. You're not going to get any type of education. Nothing worthwhile, so that they're hoping that you end up in their system. Once you get there, that's where they want you. You can get out for a little bit, but they ultimately want you to come back in there because that's how they make their money. And you know, if that's how you get paid, then you're going to start to slant the board or the playing the game so that you end up with more people there. Hence the lobbyist and $45 million to put people in jail. When are we as a people going to get tired of being everybody else's doormat, their footstool? Because I understand, again, we are in a lot of instances beaten down. We're downtrodden. We are just worn out about a lot of this stuff. We're tired of fighting all the time. Still got to fight. You still got to fight. Because if you're not going to stand and fight now, your kids are going to have the same fight that you had. They're going to have to fight the same fight. I don't know how you don't stand up for your kids. I don't know how you don't stand up for your kid, for the neighbor's kid, for, you know, the kid two blocks over, the kid that's at the corner store. How are they ever going to have a future if somebody don't stand up? And if you don't, it's simple as registering to vote and voting. It's that simple. There are plenty of people within black communities that can run for office and win. Since this whole thing with Trump, there are record numbers of women that are running for public office. All the things he said about women that pissed us off, women, primarily white women in a lot of cases, are running for public office because they don't like what he said. We've been getting kicked around as black people forever. And it's not that we're not doing anything. I just don't know that it's concentrated enough. I don't think we're mad enough. And I really don't know that we could be mad enough. Because again, when you see your children being slaughtered in the streets, there's something in a parent that makes them stand for their kid. I think we become complacent and we get on Facebook and we share pictures of Trayvon Martin and Eric Garner. And then we move on to whatever the next thing is instead of really being, instead of that anger being a flash in the pan, you take it, you harness it, and you start to do some things. You start to move around and make some decisions. And they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be perfect. One of the things I notice is that whenever black people come up with something to do as a group, there you will always have naysayers. Well, that's not what you do. That's not going to fix anything. That's not going to work. How the hell do you know what's going to work? Basically it's white women. White women have basically decided to have a day without women. Mexicans did a day without immigrants last week, maybe. They shut down restaurants because they didn't go to work. And if they didn't shut them down, a lot of them, they ended up with a much smaller menu because they didn't have the people there to cook the things that they needed cooked to serve their clientele. As a group, we're not getting it done. We're just not getting it done. And we fight to stay stupid. And it's kind of sad when you think about it. Now you live like with the Republicans, they are what they call low information voters. It don't take a whole lot for them, but they still vote. A lot of us are just not getting it. We just don't. It's not something that we do every day. It's not something that we hear or talk about. Or when you do, people want to, they immediately become disagreeable. The whole, it doesn't matter whether you vote or not, it's not going to change anything. One of my friends on Facebook who told me basically that they didn't vote, then posted something or commented about wanting to move someplace to a different area of the country that basically had voted for what was best for them and their situation was significantly improved. And this person wanted to go stay there. And I asked him, I said, well, why don't you just vote to fix what's wrong with where you live? Fix your stuff. It's not that hard. Register, run for office, and vote. Do a little homework. You don't even have to make a whole lot of noise about it. Just show up. If they want to eliminate days for voting, okay. We come from people that were beaten and maced and attacked by dogs and spat on. But we voted. We shut down a city with a bus boycott. I don't know where that went. We got to get it back. You got to get it back. You got to do something that that starts that spark. I don't know what else could be done. Because when you see people on camera being murdered and it doesn't spark something. And I don't. I want to clarify too. I'm not in any way bad mouthing Black Lives Matter or any other organization or movement, because I think Black Lives Matter is fantastic. I think they're great. I'm actually speaking to the everyday Joe, the average person that's at home, that's just not voting, that don't understand why they should vote, don't care to vote, but then when they get caught up in the system, they crying. Not that hard. I challenge you, register and vote, because if you're not going to, these folks is going to get rich, because they are spending a lot of money for lobbyists to go talk to lawmakers and slide them campaign donations to buy them, you know, tickets to here, a weekend on this yacht, that yacht. They're spending a lot of money to make sure that we stay in jail. And it's not as if we haven't overcome. We've overcome lots of things. We overcame slavery, for Christ's sake. As best as anybody could. Were we damaged? Yeah, we were damaged, but we still good. Nicole wants to know if I think the Russians hacked the votes. Do you mean, do I think they were involved in it? Or do you, are you asking me if I think they hacked machines? Because I don't, they didn't hack machines. But I think, because I think people are a lot of times easily swayed. People, I think what they did is they hacked both parties. But Trump is more friendly to what their needs are or what their goals are. So they did a negative news dump on Hillary Clinton. And they did it for a very long time. And I think, honestly, I think Trump was a, it's, that's a perfect storm. That's a perfect storm. Because how can you be that dumb? That dude reads at a sixth grade level. Sixth grade. And says the most insulting things he can say. And people still find a reason to either A, support him, or B, not support the opposition. Because however pissed off you are at Hillary about what she said about super criminals, I get it. But did everybody have to pay? Because, yeah, Hillary's a little hurt. She's a little dinged up and bruised about losing like this. But guess what? She's still rich, and she's in New York doing whatever the hell she's doing in New York. The rest of the country is suffering with this bastard we got because people were mad about Hillary. Oh, I can't stand the sound of her voice. Eh. Don't be so easily led. Seriously. And look at who is in office that represents you. Make a phone call. Go to their office if you're close to them. But if we don't get it together as a voting bloc, we got some problems. Yes, Nicole, I said he reads at a sixth grade level. He does. He has the vocabulary of a sixth grader. That shouldn't be surprising. You've heard him talk before. Yeah, we got some problems because the world is going to keep moving forward. And if they keep just putting all this crap in the ground and fracking and all the other stuff that they're doing, you're going to have some problems with growing food. And there's going to be a bunch of problems, but there's still going to be people getting rich, putting black and brown people in prison. And we sit around and we'll talk tough. Is, you know, gang members in cities, they shooting innocent children, they killing each other, they doing everything they possibly can, but George Zimmerman is still walking around sucking up perfectly good oxygen. Y'all ain't tough. If y'all was tough, if y'all had some balls, when these dudes start killing black folks, shooting them down in the street like dogs, y'all'd go get them. Because y'all not afraid to do jail time. You're not scared of that. You're not protecting your community. You terrorize it. And then you wonder. It's a little disheartening because it's stupid to me. How tough are you supposed to be if you're a black dude in a black neighborhood terrorizing other black people? That ain't tough. That's not tough. Go get George Zimmerman. Go get some of these cops that are killing black folks. Get them. And settle down and do something that you that needs to be done in your community, like the Black Panthers did. I just don't know. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know what we're going to have to do as a group to vote. Because however upset you may be with the system or about the system, that's the only way that you change it. That's the only way that you're going to fix it is to vote. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard. We are about out of time. And again, I challenge you all, register, run, and vote. Change the situation. Understand it doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen overnight. But the journey of 1,000 steps starts with one. We are done. I will see you all next week on the radio, Bree TV. Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. on the After Party. Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, yeah. Oh.
The world, it seems so very small, 'cause nothing even matters at all. Seems nothing even matters. Seems nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all.
Your love makes me feel 10 feet tall. Without it, I go through withdrawal. 'Cause nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters at all. Nothing even matters. Nothing
even matters. These buildings could drift out to sea. Some natural catastrophe. Still there's no I'd rather be, 'cause nothing even matters to me. Seem nothing even matters. Seem nothing even matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
You're part of my identity. I sometimes have a tendency to look at you religiously. Matters to me. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters to me. Sit it down, baby, baby.
Oh. Now you won't find me at no store. I have no time. Manicures with you, it's never either. Cause nothing even matters. Nothing, it don't matter. See, nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters.
Now my team has gone and make it to the final four. Just repossess my fall, I fall, fall. 'Cause nothing even matters no more. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters. Nothing even matters. Oh, oh, oh.
Another thing,